Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and we are at exactly 9:30, and I have on the line no other than Lisa Jones. Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How was your trip to London?
It was incredible. Very brief, but incredible. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, because we just saw you at the at our recognition, and boom, you were away, and boom, you're back.
Yeah, that's what life demands of us sometimes, right?
That's so true. That is so true. So before we begin the call, Lisa, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little about your Avon journey?
My Avon journey began in very early November, actually. I joined Avon in early November. My journey with Avon began some 10 months prior. I was traveling, as always, as such is my life. Right out of grad school, I went into retail management and worked my way up, which meant that you had to go where the opportunity was. So in an airport, traveling to Florida, I met a lovely young woman who gave me a glimmer stick and a business card and said, "You have beautiful skin, you should think about Avon." And it wasn't until some months later that I was cleaning out a purse and found the glimmer stick and the card, and became curious and went online and started to do a little research on Avon. And I found out through my volunteer work and through just personal testimonies of women that were intimately involved with Avon that this was a place that probably is best suited for me. So with that, I embarked on a quest to join this amazing organization. And here I am.
Wow, I'm very impressed. Let me ask you a question. So the woman who gave you not only her card, but she actually gave you a glimmer stick sample?
She did, because she had no skincare at the time. She was fumbling through her bag, and I remember this. Her plane was boarding, and she said, I would love to give you something for your skin. And I said, well, you just said my skin was great. You know, we're having this banter. And the first thing that she could put her hand on was a glimmer stick. And she said, here, take this and use it. If you don't love it, you know, tell me about it. If you don't love it, call me and tell me about it, was her parting words to me, which I thought was an interesting way to sell. So from that point, I was engaged.
Let me ask a question. Did you ever contact her once you became involved with Avon after that?
I absolutely did. Absolutely. In my interview process, this young lady's name was Rebecca. And since in my interview process, and this is about 6 months later, I had told her, I said, I don't know what's going to come of this. I had a very brief screening over the phone. And I had a few telephone interviews after that. I said, it's been a very interesting interview process, but I just wanted to thank you for introducing me to the company. And it was about, you know, almost 40 days before she called me back. She had suffered severe loss. You know, her child had died. And she sent me a quick email and said, you wouldn't believe, you know, what has been going on. And I'm sorry it took me so long. And she literally said, I just came up from air. I came up for air and was happy to see, you know, that someone that I had touched many, many months ago was touched by me. So I thought, wow, you know, here's a woman in her mourning who is just, you know, I don't know that I would have been able to respond even in 40 days. So very impressive for her, very committed to her journey in life, not just Avon, but very committed to her journey in life. She's an incredible story. So, yeah, I should share with you her card so you can invite her on your show.
Absolutely. I'll get that. And I'll be happy to take the information from you offline. As a person who is a division sales manager associate, I hope I got the title correctly, you actually see the in and out of Avon. You see it from a different perspective than the Avon representatives. You actually get the opportunity to observe us in our different districts and see, you know, the challenges in which we face. What ways, as you travel throughout the East, I guess, Eastern Seacoast, what ways do you see that we are similar, and which ways do you find that we are different in an Avon representative as you travel in your travels?
Diversity first. I love diversity, so I can always, that tends to jump out at me first and foremost. Every person that I come in contact with has a story, and sometimes it's a glorious story, sometimes it's a stressful story, and those are words that I use lightly. So I think that from a diverse standpoint, what I see is that there's so much diverse talent in this organization, and with that said, there's room for everyone of every walk of life, of every skill level, and that is one of the things that I enjoy about the company. Everyone has a different approach to the business, so that I see, you know, I meet some people in urban markets that are very assertive and aggressive, and they stop at nothing, whereas I now am overseeing a very rural market where it takes a little more work to get that person who really does have a story to get out and share that story to build her business. So those are just a couple examples of diversity. From a similarity standpoint, everyone seems to be very passionate because they own their decision to join this company. So even in frustrations as I travel from different markets and I come in touch with different people, I can promise you there's a level of energy unlike I've seen anywhere else in my retail business. So that's one of the things that's similar. And also, the thing that's similar is just the desire. Everyone has a desire to gain something, to achieve something in life and through this organization. And so those are the two commonalities that stand out for me as I travel.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. What do you think, in your opinion, as Avon representative, what can we do to better ourselves as Avon representative, to take ourselves to the next level, which is what this whole show is about? What do you think is the key in helping us becoming a better Avon representative and serving our customers?
I think that it's extremely important that you remove yourself from the expectation that everything you do and see is through the lens of your customer. I hope to be a great leader and to be exceptional in my role, mainly because I want to be connected to how my representatives, how my sales leaders approach, see their business. So as a representative, you really have to be able to say, this isn't about Pat, this isn't about Lisa. What is my customer wanting, and how can I deliver that to her? And then the second thing would be to anticipate and adjust to problems and roadblocks. We have them in life, and I think what's amazing about women is, you know, in our family setting, we figure it out, because this is about our babies, this is about our family, this is about, you know, even for those of us who don't have children, this is about our sisters, or it's about my future. So we make those decisions, and we adjust quickly to personal crisis or to personal challenges. And you definitely need to have that same approach when you go about your business, because there's always going to be an obstacle. There's always going to be a roadblock. And it's just my opinion that when you're looking at it from the point of your customer, you can't go wrong, because you're asking them and you're saying, you know what is it that's really bothering you today, Pat? Is it really that the order was late, or was it that, you know, you had to pay an additional amount because you placed your order late? What's really bothering you? When you can get to the bottom of it, then you can eliminate that roadblock. The relationship that you build with that representative, with that customer, is now different, because you say, you know what, I don't want you to be frustrated every time you place an order with me. Let's set a time where I can call you maybe 4 days prior to when the order is due. So that way I know I'm capturing it on time, I'm getting it in on time, you're never late, I'm never late, and you never have to pay that extra fee, and you get what you want when you want it. Is that good? Those are things that I think that can help us immediately be more successful in our day-to-day.
Well, thank you so much for that. That you're absolutely right. I think a lot of times we get so caught up in our own journey that we fail to see the needs of our customers. We fail not only about customers, we also fail to see the needs of our downline and, mm-hmm. and pace in which they are moving. And so sometimes we want to put the fire underneath them, and they're not, that's not their personality. They may want to get there where you want them to go, but they have to do it on their own pace. And so we kind of forget the individual in which we're serving because we're so involved within our own self. I think that's a very good point.
And let's not lose sight of that. I mean, your personal passion, Pat, is so critical. You know, it's your drive. It's what wakes you up in the morning. It's that burning in your belly that says, I'm going to go out and get that. I'm going to do this radio show. So I think that what you're saying is important, but I don't want you to negate your, you know, that ability, that passion that you have to say, okay, let's go. I agree with you that we need to make sure that, you know, life is a directional enterprise and everybody has a story in them to be told. It's not necessarily, you know, I love to write. I think I'm a great writer. Not necessarily the case, right? But I live my story out loud every day in sharing with others. And sometimes when you just step back to discover something about the people that you're serving, to discover something about the people that are on your team, you're absolutely right, Pat. Then you can say, you know what, let's light your fire a different way. Let me put you on the path so that you can get down the road, you know, kind of the way Dorothy did, you know, that she kind of eased down the road. So let them, you know, let them determine with their own passion and drive how they're going to get there.
Well, that's, you know, well, really, thank you. Thank you so much for that because, you know, we don't want to frustrate people. We want to uplift them mm-hmm. in this Avon business. What advice would you give Avon reps, no matter where they are? What advice, you know, when they feel as though they've done everything they can in terms of, you know, giving out books in their community, whether it's in the building in which they live in, if they live in an apartment building, or if they live in a rural community and they go around to the neighborhood businesses or the neighborhood homes in their area. What else can, you know, they feel that they've come to, I guess, a roadblock. What else can an Avon representative do, you know, thinking outside the box to help them to take their business to the next level?
Very important that everyone in life ask for help. When you ask for help, you instantly convey respect. You instantly convey trust. And you convey a willingness to listen to someone else's ideas, which ultimately means that you are going to get an answer. And whether the answer works for you or not is up for, you know, it's up for you to determine. So if I hit a roadblock, you know, I need to get beyond myself, get beyond my insecurity, and call up someone who is not having a roadblock, or call up my upline and say, hey, you know what, I have done everything possible. I don't know where else to go. I don't know how else to make this work. And truly make sure that you examine yourself and you are ready, and I do mean ready, to receive that person's advice. Because undoubtedly, they're going to give you some advice. They're going to throw out some suggestions that may not necessarily be you. They may not fit the profile of Lisa. But I think there's a lot to be learned in being vulnerable and in saying, I need help. Because in doing that, you're inviting others to then come to you in the future, and you can be a help to someone. But what it does really is it moves that roadblock out of the way. But you do truly have to be in a position where you're willing to receive what that person says. So examine yourself first and say, am I really willing to hear from a successful sales representative? Am I really open to hearing how they have become so successful? And if I am I going to be willing to do similar things, if not the same things, to be as successful? And if your answers are no, then you're not ready to reach out for help. So then you want to dig into your war chest and say, I'm going to do one thing different next week, just one thing, and see if it has an impact. And then if not, then I'm going to go and ask for help. So it's kind of coaching yourself to getting over yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense. You're absolutely correct. And like you said, you could take one, if, you know, if your person becomes overwhelmed, if that's your personality, then you could take one item and work with that for a while and then incorporate the other thing. But yeah, fit it within your personality. I agree with you 100%. And the other thing, part of that also, you say, you know, listen to what your upline will have to say But, you know, I find that, you know, a lot of the people on my downline, you know, they don't return phone calls of the district manager. I think that, you know, I don't think that the people, and I know many of them on my downline don't understand the connection or the role of the district manager. And can you explain to them, you know, the people on the call, what is the role, what is the connection between the district managers and the Avon representative within their district?
If I can use an analogy, I would say that a district sales manager is really the bridge. They are the bridge between Avon Corporate and Avon the Field. We are a company that thrives on independent sales representatives. You all are the lifeblood of this organization. Without you, you know, we cannot advance. So it's so critical that we bridge, and I truly do mean a bridge, and a bridge is just that. It covers the water. It supports you. It helps you get from point A to point B without being in distress. And so once you view your district sales manager as a support system and not as a overseer, then I think you will begin to leverage that relationship. And I know that firsthand. I am in my DSM assignment in a very rural market where there's a lot of people that don't look like me, talk like me, walk like me. And it really took 4 to 5 weeks to really lay the foundation of what my role here is. You know, I am here to help you grow your business. And you can't say that enough. You have to show them. You have to show them in action, in word, and in deed that I am here to support you. So I'm not going to come to a sales meeting and tell you what you need to do for me. I'm going to come to a sales meeting and say, this is how you, Pat, you, Lynn, you, Samantha, are going to grow your business. And, oh, by the way, when you grow your business, I grow. I grow as an individual, and this organization grows. And when we grow, we can offer you better opportunities. We can offer you a lifelong career. So I think the perception, you're absolutely right, of what a DSM is, what a divisional sales manager is, we need to, you know, we own our perception. So we as leaders need to do a better job at really articulating what we are here for. And we can't get exhausted in that process. We have to be willing to ask for help and reach out to our representatives and say, okay, what is it about my method of communication that is not working for you? Okay, you don't like email? And to have a willingness to change, because once again, if I'm viewing it through the eyes of my representatives, then I have to be willing to adjust to them, because in adjusting, I'm their bridge, because now I'm allowing them to bring all of their sales over to the corporate side, which is ultimately what we all want.
You know, I like that. And one of the things I like that you said was, and I think even as people who have representatives underneath us, I think that we don't ask our individual representative, you know, okay, so what form of communication works best for you? And we probably should ask that even in the initial interviewing process, what's the best way
absolutely.
To And then the other thing is that maybe as the interviewer, maybe during the interviewing process, maybe we should explain the role of the district manager and how they should at least come to a meeting so they can see and get a better understanding of the business side of the Avon.
I couldn't agree with you more, Pat. I can't tell you the number of times during my Believe appointment I was relieved to make it to the end, right? And I'm like, okay, they're still here. So I would just kind of go through that last page and kind of breeze through, okay, here's your development meeting date. Here's this person's telephone number. And so when it gets to, you know, here's your DSM, here's her name and her number, why not take a few minutes? I mean, you've gotten them here. You've got a signed contract. Why not take that time to say, this is what the DSM means. This is why we have them. These are other supports that the organization offers you. So you can talk in a little more detail about the district assistant role, the division sales manager role, the FCM role, because at some point, as you continue to advance in your career with Avon, even as an independent sales representative, you come in contact with all of these people. And these people are so, so, so invaluable to your success. And the other way around, you all are so valuable to our success. So our ability to relate to you and see things from your perspective is so critical. So we can't miss an opportunity to do that.
I know that when in working with my district manager, Maria Rivera, one of the things that we do every 3 months is the 90-day business plan. How important is that for an Avon representative? And now note that people on this call are from various districts, because I go on Facebook and I announce the call, so people could be all over the world on this call. So with that being said, if their district manager is not calling them in to do the 90-day plan, can the Avon representative call their district manager and say, I would like to start charting my 90-day plan, and then also explain what is a 90-day plan for those who don't know?
A 90-day plan is really a three-month view of how you are going to translate high-level strategies into actionable tasks. So that's basically saying, if I want to get from a unit leader to an advanced unit leader, what does my next 90 days look like? What type of behaviors and activities do I need to build into my calendar in order to achieve these things? A 90-day action plan is really just a long-term, or I call it a roadmap. For those of us who have come up in business, we talk about strategy planning. We talk about roadmaps. It's just long-term planning. It allows you to see how you're going to get to your goal. And as a district sales manager, it is our role to link you to your vision, okay, or to link your vision to Avon, I'm sorry. So that is why the 90-day action plan or the 90-day plan is so critical. You have to sit down and develop it together, and then you have to follow up at points as you're going along, because you may need to check and adjust. What if something happens in the first 30 days that's phenomenal and propels you? Maybe you're going to achieve your goal in 60 days instead of 90 days. Well, who wouldn't want to celebrate that? But more importantly, now we want to readjust. You don't have the same goal in 90 days, do you? Now that has changed. And absolutely, to answer your question, I think that as independent sales representatives, you own your success. So you absolutely have to keep us cognizant of why you started this Avon business. So you have every right to expect for us to support your vision. Because when we sit down and we sign you up, that's what the Believe appointment says. We make a commitment to you as representatives to help you realize your goals and your dreams, and that's what the book says. So we are failing as an organization if we don't follow up and do that. And the 90-day action plan is just one of many ways that we help you achieve your dreams and goals. So yes, hold us accountable to helping you achieve the things that you desire to achieve.
Well, thank you so much for that. You know, and well, I tell you, one of the things, and I don't know who's doing the 90-day process, but one of the evaluations of my business, I did it with my district manager, Maria, and I also did it with Carmen, the regional sales manager, and we went over my business, and at the time, and this must be going back like maybe 2 years ago, and I pretty much was fairly new at Avon, and they assessed my worth, my business worth. And at the time, my business was worth like $120,000. I was shocked at that time. God knows I've done better. I've improved since that time. That's one of the things that comes out of that meeting as well.
Right. Very good point.
It's 9:50. So I've asked you quite a few questions. Is there anything that you would like to talk about? We have a couple more minutes. You know, I want to get your thoughts in as well. Anything else you want to share with the Avon reps who are on the line?
No, I absolutely am thrilled for the opportunity. I hope that I've shared enough. This opportunity is not about me. It's really about your representatives. And my goal here was to just truly be supportive and to be helpful as well as insightful. So if you have more questions or if your representatives that are on have questions, I'd like to make myself available to them.
Okay, well, I do have a question. One of the things I've faced, or many of us are facing, is that we're signing up people who are Avon representatives, and for some reason they think that they're limited because of the fact they do not have a car, and so they use that either as a crutch or an excuse or a reason, for them not to be able to succeed. How important it is to have a car in this business?
the most important tool that you have in life is your voice. And if you have a voice, and some people can't speak, so they, you know, they sign, you have to find a way to reach your audience, whoever your audience is. I have a sales leader who just advanced in title here. She's an advanced unit leader that just went to EUL. When I started to work in this market, her name is Jane Prespierre. I could not believe that this woman was selling to the tune of $103,000 in a rural market. And when I sat down with her to just kind of get an idea about how she approaches her business, I said, "So, Jane, you know, how often do you prospect?" And she's like, "What's that?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Lisa, I do not recruit." And I said, "Well, explain to me your process." And I was taken aback, and this is not giving me anyone a green light not to get out there and talk about your business. Jane's process is uniquely hers. She has about 90 people in her downline, some of which are up in upwards of 3 hours away from her. And she may not see them. She has people that she signed up that she has not ever met in person. But when I go through Jane's downline, I say, "Okay, tell me about this person." There is not one person in her downline that she does not know the intimate details about that person out of all 90. And if you think I'm lying, you should give her a call because it's amazing to me. And what I take from that is Jane has found a way to be successful in her environment. And in this environment, it's not quite the same. You have to have a car for her to deliver products. But in terms of how she empowers her downline, how she holds them accountable for being part of her team, she does a lot of discovery when she talks. When she gets these leads through lead share, she is not afraid to say, "Okay, these are the expectations. These are the type of people that I sign on to my team. Are you this type of person? Great, you are. Check, check, check. Great. Here's how often I talk to you. When is the best time to reach you? What is the best method for me to reach you? Can I email you? Should I call you? You tell me what's best, because I'm going to check in once a week. Okay, once I'm going to check to see if you're interested in leadership, and I'm going to ask you that question all the time. Second, the next week I'm going to call to make sure that you have your orders up and ready to go when you're about to enter them, and I want to estimate on what that order is going to look like. And I'm not going to hold you to it. I just need to know that you're out there doing the things that you said you were going to do." That's amazing. And that is why this woman in this rural market has now advanced to executive unit leader. And when I tell you she does not prospect, she works through referrals and her telephone and her computer, that's how she gets it done. And that won't be everyone's reality, but I can tell you I have access to numbers, and I'm amazed sometimes at how these urban cities where, you know, you within a three-block radius you can touch over 1,000 people, that the highest salesperson is selling at like 33,000, 60,000. That's amazing to me. I'm like, I've got this lady up here doing 100,000. So I say all that to say, find your voice and use it. Make sure that everyone hears it. And lastly, there's a woman out here named Fedora Breholt who has been with us for 318 campaigns. She does not own a computer and has no desire to use one. She takes every order by hand and calls it in every 2 weeks.
Wow.
And she has a system in her house that is amazing. And if my partner was on, I would have her share with you. She actually is able to go into her home and see how she keeps records. And who are we to tell this woman that this process doesn't work? She is going to be at the highest level of President's Club without a computer. And she doesn't drive. Her husband drives her once a week. They have a process. They jump into their Cadillac. They pay cash for everything they own, and they do it on the strength of Avon. So it can be done, ladies. You don't need a car. Like I said, determine what your obstacle is, what is your roadblock, and remove it. If you don't have a car, figure out how else you're going to reach people.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely correct. All you have to do is have a dream and a drive, a desire, and you can be a champion in this business.
Absolutely.
Well, believe it or not, our time is up. It's this half hour goes so quickly. I want to thank you, Lisa, for being on the call, and I want to thank all those Avon representatives who are on the call listening. And as you all know, you can share this call with those who in your downline by just sending them the link which was in the email, which was sent to everyone or in the Facebook, and they can go back and they can re-listen to the show. So, Lisa, if you want to go and hear what you have said, you can go back on the email and listen to the show. And again, I want to thank you, and I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Oh, you too. And thank you so much for the opportunity, Pat. This is a great format. So kudos to you for keeping your people connected and dreaming. Great job.
Thank you. And have a good evening.
Good night.
Have a good evening.